Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Drive Through HR, the interwebs' number one HR talk show. I am Crystal Miller, and I am stepping in for William Tincup and Nisha today. And we have a guest on the line. So, why don't you say hello?
Hi, Crystal. This is Andy from the UK.
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
I'm very good. Yourself?
You know what? I'm doing great now. Very good to hear from you. So why don't you introduce yourself? Thanks for letting me guest host with you today.
Not a problem. Thanks for inviting me. Hi, everybody. My name is Andy Kearney. I'm from the UK and from a company called The Placement Gallery. I'm founder of The Placement Gallery and also its premier product, which is called JobVidi. JobVidi, as you can probably hopefully guess, is about video and about jobs and about combining both of those to make an extremely engaging and immersive attraction process for companies across social media. It's much more than that, which I'm sure we'll come on to talk about, but the essence of it is really taking advantage of the benefits that social media can bring and the attraction that that visuals and engagement bring through video.
That's pretty fantastic. Okay, so that's your product. So tell us about you. How long have you been in the space? Why are you doing this?
Sorry, how long have I been?
How long have you been in the HR tech space, and what got you into this particular thing, and then what's keeping you up at night?
Well, HR tech space, I've probably been in now for the past 3 years. I'm a technologist as a background. I've been a candidate, a frustrated candidate. I've been a hiring manager. Part of the team that works around me have been recruiters or for significant years and HR directors. So we've got a great body of people on board to assist me. And I guess the Placement Gallery was born out of frustration for me personally because, you know, when the recession hit, I was unfortunately one of those that was made redundant. And I thought to myself, you know, what do I want to do? How do I want to take my career when this kind of the whole job market picks up again? And I was able to go through the process of trying to find a job. And it was pretty demoralizing. There was, it's really hard to search for information about companies. It's really hard to kind of get in touch with recruiters. And so one of the things that I thought I wanted to do was see how I could make a difference there. So we came up with the Placement Gallery, and we came up with JobVidi as well.
Awesome. Okay, so how long has the Placement Gallery been around now?
Well, the Placement Gallery has been around for roughly 12 months. We've been working on putting the whole product together, specifically the front-end piece, which is JobVidi.
Okay, cool. So are you – tell us about that. Like, who are you working with? What are you finding?
Well, perhaps if I just can go back and explain a little bit more about what JobVidi is actually about.
Sure.
If you look at the way we advertise jobs on social media, it's almost like we're taking a 20th century advertising method and we're applying it into a 21st century technology. Our next workforce is out there on social media. Our next leaders are out there for the workplace on social media. And there seems to be a huge disconnect between how we're trying to engage with them and attract with them. Companies have spent an enormous amount of time and investment and energy in putting together fantastic career sites, fantastic websites full of, you know, very rich, very authentic and dynamic content. Yet they still go to social media and advertise their jobs with that job title, location and the shortened URL. And if you're lucky, perhaps they'll actually include a hashtag as well. So we start to thinking, you know, we got to thinking around, you know, why isn't all that rich collateral that companies invested time in putting together actually making its way out into social media, particularly given the changes that the change in job seekers' behavior that is going on these days. The one thing that's constant is that thirst for knowledge, that thirst for content, before they even actually consider applying. You know, they may see candidates, job seekers may see a job, but they actually want to qualify that company across a whole number of different levels before they even consider applying. So job seekers, we know, are actually, you know, leaving social media to go onto the web to actually go and find out all of that content. And it's not just the content that would be on a corporate website. It's what's on YouTube, what's on employment review sites, what's on other sites. And so we really thought that from a candidate experience, and from a means of being able to seed some great content into social media where the job seeker wants it, let's put it all together. So JobVidi is really about content aggregation, and it's about putting that alongside the job and using the power of video to actually be able to transport that information to a candidate.
So I love the idea of being able to dive into rich media and being able to provide information in a way that people want to receive them. Have you heard any kind of concern around the usage of mobile data? And so, I mean, let's face it, a lot of time is spent on social media sites from a mobile phone, which has data limitations to it before extra expenses incurred. So is that something that you're concerned with, or how do you handle that?
Concerned about the charges for
concerned that candidates might get frustrated. Concerned that candidates might get frustrated by the fact that the companies that they're now looking to get a job with are essentially putting critical information into a video form which uses data. So I mean, data implication to be considered?
Well, it's that's a great question, but I think with a lot of job seekers are using mobile now anyway. You know, we can see from a lot of the research that's done and the statistics that are done that job seekers are more and more on mobile devices anyway. With Wi-Fi and hotspots, I'm pretty sure that with so much time that candidates are spending on social media for their own purposes, that their situation around data downloads, I'm not sure that's going to feature as a huge issue these days, to be honest, because you know there's so many offers from mobile companies around how to, you know, about being attractive for data downloads, and we're always doing something on mobile, so it is something that you know, you go for a coffee, people connect to the Wi-Fi because it's public access. People, you know, public access Wi-Fi is getting onto more and more transportation systems these days. Everywhere you go, there's kind of free access to Wi-Fi. And I think that trend is only going to continue. So I think the kind of concerns, valid concerns, very valid, Crystal, but I think those concerns are probably mitigated with the fact that second devices, smartphones and tablets are becoming the norm these days. So the networks need to be able to provide those services.
I agree that they do. I don't know. I work for AT&T, so obviously I'm all for that. But but it definitely. I mean, 1 minute of streaming video runs about 5.1 megabytes, which isn't very much on its own, right? But you get to an hour, and you're at a third of a gig. So you know how many companies are doing it. It's an interesting implication, but you don't see that as an issue, which is awesome.
I don't, and I think there's another important piece to kind of perhaps dilute any concerns around that, which is these videos, and I can understand the question really, because there's a perception when you talk about video and jobs, people have this impression of somebody standing in front of a camera, talking headpiece with, action shots away to show different aspects of the office or the environment or the actual job itself. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is using a video, which is pretty much, probably 2 minutes longer, 2 minutes long. We don't make the videos, by the way. What we do is and it's a reason why our solution is incredibly cost effective, is because we actually go and reuse some of the fantastic corporate collateral that the companies have already produced I don't know if you know, if you go to YouTube and type in corporate video, you're probably going to get 500,000 hits coming back of corporate material that's there. That's really just, you know, a large proportion of it is gathering dust. There's video on websites, on career websites, that's not being optimally used. And so again, you know, 1 to 2 minute snapshots of the culture, the day in the life, or a bit more of a corporate based bio. But what we do is something very innovative as well, because we recognize that for one of the reasons that you say about download charges, but also just because people don't necessarily want to sit through a whole video to decide that actually it's not for them, we do something very innovative, which is we take all of this content that we're talking about, and by additional content, I mean we take additional video, we take text, we take audio, we take images and website pages, and we actually overlay that on top of the video. And what happens is as you play the video, you will have interactive tags that appear, which means that you can stop and you can read about or go to a piece of information at any time during the video without that video constantly playing. So we're actually giving job seekers, you know, a number of options around how they choose to actually play back that video and learn more about that company and more about that job.
Okay, I think that that's a good thing. So you mentioned mobile, and it's kind of the second screen now. Would they be you said it's things they already created, but if it was created for the first screen, and let's face it, a lot of the stuff that we put out is created with the desktop in mind, right? Whether mm-hmm. it should be or not is kind of a little bit of a different deal. But
yeah.
knowing that mobile is the second screen, you know, are you working with people to create appropriate visuals, appropriate videos for the mobile device?
See, this is the great thing. These videos, as soon as you post the video to YouTube, as soon as you post the mm-hmm. video to Vimeo or any of the other hosting providers, Wistia, Dailymotion, etc., those sites are optimized. So for us, it's very unique because we don't actually take the video physically. We're able to, in layman's terms, almost lift that video, overlay it with the interactive technology and that content. And because the video itself sits on or remains at the hosting platform, it's just being streamed. So we're not actually posting out video anywhere. And because those platforms are already mobile optimized, it's a very straightforward thing. You're actually watching mobile optimized video.
That's kind of awesome. So obviously this is good for your brand, but what other benefits? I mean, like, why would you do this as opposed to potentially just sharing something out of YouTube and embedding it into your social media?
That's a great question. I think there's probably several reasons why it's beneficial and why it can be considered. I think the first is that if you just post a job out on social media, you're fighting in a very noisy space. If you embed some visuals in that, then that's great. That's a step forward. That's actually given a candidate something more about the job, and you know, it shows that as an organization you want to contribute to that experience. The problem comes with the fact that job seekers have such a thirst for knowledge these days that they're going to go and leave that platform because they want to go and find out more about you. And as soon as it's like any good marketing rules, you know, as soon as you start to lose your audience, it's greater effort to kind of get them back. So, you know, if you've got people going off to employment review sites, if you've got candidates going off to YouTube, if you've got candidates going off just doing general searches about you, it means they're open to distraction and outside influences, and potentially they won't come back to that job. So what we're very much about is, while you've got a captive audience with great content, put a strong call to action in there, i.e. to, if you like us, if you like what you see, if you like what you read, if you like what you hear, go and apply, because we've actually, you know, done a lot of what you wanted anyway by aggregating all of that information into a single vehicle. And I think, you know, on another level as well, it speaks to the candidate experience. You know, I think it shows that a company is considering what candidates want. It's considering that they're trying to make the process of job search easier. Because what organizations need to remember is that they're, you know, people looking for a job will be looking not just for one company. They'll be looking across, you know, multiple different you know, job search results and everything. So it's kind of showing them that that you're thinking about that particular experience and you're trying to bring all of that information to them.
Okay. Well, so two questions. We're going to go in two very different directions here. We say that candidates want video. How do we know that they really do? What are we basing that off of?
There's been, I think, there's a number of different ways to answer that one. I think the first is that at the very basic human level, we're wired for visuals. That's been, you know, scientifically proven. The engagement rates, the share rates across social media are much higher for visuals, be they imagery or video. In general terms, the growth in the watching of online video, particularly through mobile devices, is growing exponentially. There's loads of studies, loads of research that come out to actually you know, support the fact that it's just a continuing to grow year on year on year, and not just by small steps, in significant steps. And then if you can also support that further with some of the job adverts that some well-known global companies have done, the response rates that they've seen, the quality of the candidate responses that they've seen to using video. There's some tests done by OnGig where they saw some phenomenal results from, you know, using video alongside a job compared to just a normal text-based job description. So all of the, you know, cumulatively, all of those indicators support, you know, the fact that, you know, video is going to become a stronger and more usable media type as we go forward. The problem has always been that the cost, you know, cost barriers and time barriers, and with JobVidi, that's something that we've effectively removed. So we're very positive about the fact that the video is going to be seen as a game changer going forward.
Okay, I like the way you segued into what is actually going to end up being our second question. But before we get to that, let's reset. For anyone who's just now joining us, we are talking with guest Andy Kearney. He is with JobVidi, and we are talking about the use of video in recruitment and social media, why it's good, bad, or ugly. And so far, we really haven't heard a lot of ugly. I tried with the data usage, didn't let me have it. So, you know, what we're hearing so far is video is good. So you can follow us online on Twitter at DriveThruHR, hashtag DTHR. And so now let's get at this second question. So, Andy, you segue nicely into where I wanted to go, which is the cost and the expense. And, you know, if someone's looking at doing this, you know, you say that companies have already invested a lot into pretty visuals and things like that. And I would say some have and a whole lot haven't. So this could look to be an overwhelming thing, or they may think, I can't do that because I'm not a big business. So what size business is this an affordable thing to do, and what might someone in the recruiting or HR department looking at adding video or putting together an employment branding program, you know, what might they need to consider before they hopped into adding video to their channels?
I think that I think there's been this kind of historical perception that video always involves the production team descending on your office, green screens, makeup, hair, and all this kind of stuff. And of course, you know, big corporate brands produce some fantastic videos, particularly at the corporate level. And they've now taken that expertise and their external agency expertise and are producing some at the career level as well. But I think it's baby steps, and candidates want to see something. They want to understand something through video. And, you know, I've seen examples of companies who've done some, you know, some time-lapse videos, you know, just this whirlwind tour of the office through time-lapse or a day in the life, people putting together with their iPhones. You know, it's not difficult, or it's just difficult, it's not expensive to purchase some simple equipment to actually turn iPhones or iPads into actually, you know, the being able to produce some really good professional quality to video. And I think, you know, our solution actually fits nicely across all of all business sizes, because it's really about the content, okay? And any organization can actually put together some really, really fantastic content. The vehicle, the video vehicle is exactly that. It's a vehicle. And it's as much or as little as you want to pay to do that. If you're not operating across, you know, huge amounts of sites, you're not a huge corporate, then there's no need to necessarily, you know, try and create this incredibly flashy and professional video. You know, there are some in-between steps, and there's lots of organizations who you know, agencies who don't work at huge corporate levels, but who can provide very cost-effective video production for you. So I think it's about understanding that video is one content piece, and it's about, you know, what are the rich pieces of content you feel are of value in your organization that you think are important to be able to get in out there to candidates to actually, you know, promote you as a company, and to make them feel good about the job and about applying for that role.
All right, well, that works. So we've got about 8 minutes left. Where are you going to be at HR Tech Conference in the U.S. coming up, or HR Tech Conf in Europe? Where can people find you?
Well, the simplest place to find me is on social media. So, you know, because that's 24 hours a day, that's, you know, endless reach. So at Andy Kearney or at JobVidi, come and follow us. We always follow back. So that's the place to come and find us. No, we're not at HR Tech in Europe or in the States, but we hope to be at some of these shows in the near future.
Very cool. So tell me, what's your favorite job video? Like, what have you seen out there, or what's your favorite piece of video marketing that's been shared on social media? Why did you love it? Why did it resonate with you?
That's a really leading question. I saw a fantastic video. Oh, I've seen some great videos, but probably one that stands out for me, and it probably appeals a little bit to the tech nerd that I've been previously in a previous life, was one from VCE, and it was basically a Lego Man parody, and I just thought it was a real insight into, you know, the kind of fun place that VCE is, the culture of that place. I felt it spoke. I could see it appealing to a lot of tech professionals.
That is actually kind of cool. And yes, I could see them loving the learning. Did it say everything was awesome? Did they have that going on in the background?
Well, it was a Lego, like I said, a Lego parody. And, you know, it kind of spoke to some of the problems that, you know, people could potentially have, and why VCE is a solution to that. And I think coupled with all of their other career material, you know, you could just build a picture of what VCE was like to work as an organization. And, you know, I hope that's the case, because I thought the video was really an interesting and innovative way thing to do.
That's kind of cool. So that actually leads into an interesting question. When you look at what type of content to put in there, do you focus on culture? Do you focus on job families? Do you create a whole bunch of different videos that each focus on each one? What do you do? What's the magic balance for video content?
Well, I think and there's just one bit I want to come on to after if there's still time, hopefully. I think it's about not overthinking it, and it's really about trying to understand what you think the candidate is going to be interested in and what they want. Now, I think career websites have probably got it. They're doing it pretty well because they're combining the kind of core human things that the candidates want to understand. So they want to understand what the company does. They want to understand what the perks and benefits they're likely to be entitled to. They'd love to see where they're potentially going to be working. Seeing coworkers, yeah, that could be a great insight that's actually a game changer, both good and bad. You just don't know. That's down to the individual candidate to decide. There's also the opportunity for hiring managers to get much more involved in the actual engagement process, the attraction and engagement process, which is where the audio piece that we can integrate is very interesting, because it takes a 30 second soundbite from a hiring manager could make the difference between that candidate actually hitting that apply button. I think some blogs, what people are doing on social media. I think there's a whole mixture of things that can be brought to the table. I think the important thing is to make sure that you've really included as much as you possibly can, because different candidates, different job seekers will have a different view on what's important to them, what their primary focus is. Some will be more interested potentially in the perks and the benefits, and does it include some of the things that are important to them and their work-life balance or their family requirements. Others will be more interested in, what's the career development? How quickly can I achieve this? And others will be, more focused on the culture. So I think the key thing is not to try and second-guess candidates and job seekers, but to actually deliver to them, as much information as you possibly can in order for them to be able to pick the pieces that are important, put all the pieces of the jigsaw together, and come out with a very kind of confident and qualified reason to apply. And, the key thing to that is that's just not achievable in a normal job description. That's just not achievable in a shortened URL alongside a hashtag. And that's why the Job Vidi vehicle is a way of really, as I say, cost effectively and time effectively, incorporating all of that great content so that it can actually be pushed out into social media and actually start to seriously attract the traditional methods just can't.
Well, so we've got about 90 seconds left. Any kind of closing thoughts that you want to share with us?
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to come on here and talk about Job Vidi. Video is nothing to be scared of. Video is playing a greater part on a daily basis. If you're making video for your careers website, or you're thinking about making video for your careers website, then you need to be thinking about where you're actually going to be pushing that content to. Lars Schmidt, I read something he wrote in his blog the other week, and he said, we need to kind of get away from our hang-up about our careers website. We need to actually take that great content, and we need to be pushing it out into where people want to see it, into where people are actually fishing for, job content and job information. Video, yes, years ago was expensive, but it's those cost barriers have gone now, and particularly the way that we approach using video, because, as I say, we don't have to come to your offices to actually film you. We don't do any of that. We take the existing video content that you've got, and we very quickly turn that around into an incredibly engaging vehicle that really aggregates all of your content and can deliver to candidates exactly the type of information they're going to go searching for anyway.
Well, I think that's a great point and a good place to end. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. And
you're welcome.
Everyone that... Oh, thank you. And I think I owe you a drink because you answered some great, great questions. So I appreciate your time.
I'll be over to you. Don't worry.
Okay, great. We will talk again soon. And for everyone else, join us tomorrow. I'll be back guest hosting again. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kristen. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.